美语训练班上课了，我是杨林，
我是 Jessica。 杨林，让我来告诉大家今天的节目内容怎么样？
没问题， Go ahead。
今天我们要去打拳击， Boxing。
Boxing? Oh, look at that.
回顾经典美剧六人行。
Oh yeah, Friends was a really popular sitcom.
谈谈换工作的事。
Well, keep this under your hat, but I think I'm going to quit after New Year.
还要告诉大家用美语怎么说电灯泡。
电灯泡是 light bulb， 这个大家都知道。我猜今天我们教的是那种打扰情侣约会的电灯泡，对不对？
You'll have to listen and find out。 现在咱们还是先来学个词吧。
Learn a word。
今天我们要学的词是
career path. Career is spelled C-A-R-E-E-R, career, and path, P-A-T-H, path, career path.
Career path, 职业生涯。求职顾问建议大家尝试不同种类的工作。
Having a non-linear career path can make you more interesting to potential employers.
有非直线职业生涯的人在雇人老板眼里更有吸引力。
According to a new study by the UK Office for National Statistics, the birth month of infants can indicate what career path they will take in the future.
英国国家统计局的一项研究发现，出生月份将决定一个人未来的职业发展方向。好的，今天我们学习的词是
career path, career path, career path.
The month I was born will affect the kind of job I have in the future? That's interesting.
对呀、啊，哎 ，Jessica， 你是几月生的呀
？February. So what does that say about my career path?
哦、oh, ，恭喜你 ！According to the study, 二月出生的人最可能成为艺术家。
Wow, that's nice.
嗯，你说这和星座有关吗？我不是特别相信这些东西。
I don't know.But sometimes the predictions do come true, and when they do, it boggles the mind.
Boggle the mind? 你又说到大家听不懂的词了，咱们快来教一下吧。
美国习惯用语
Words and idioms.
各位听众，现在播送《美国习惯用语》第944讲，我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson。
那天我去看微雕，真的很厉害，小小的一块木头上雕刻了整整一本《红楼梦》，太不可思议了！我真的惊叹于雕刻师的精湛手艺。这也让我想到一个习惯用语，那就是
"boggle the mind." Boggle is spelled B-O-G-G-L-E, and mind.M-I-N-D. Boggle the mind. Boggle the mind.
Boggle 本身有吃惊的意思，而 mind 是思想、头脑。Boggle the mind 意思就是令人惊叹的。雕刻师在小小的一块木头上雕了整整一本书，令人惊叹。这要是换了我呀，绝对不行。我们再来看一个例子。大家都知道，最初计算机非常沉笨，而现在电脑做得越来越轻便，像最新的 iPad 2还不到80克。让我们来听听这令人惊叹的科技进步。
50 years ago, the fastest computers ever made took up the space of a football field. Their many vacuum tubes and mechanical parts required constant maintenance. Amazingly,The computing devices we now hold in our hands can do so much more in only a fraction of the time. That boggles the mind.
这段话是说，50年前，世界上运作最快的电脑占地要达到整个一个足球场那么大，其中有很多电子管和机械零件需要经常维修。可现在呢，我们手中拿的小电脑能够在短得多的时间里做多得多的事情。
这确实令人惊叹。想想我们现在不以为然的很多东西，摩天大楼、超音速飞机、基因工程，都是令人惊叹的人类发明。50年前，谁能想到现代社会根本就离不开电脑呢？好了，让我们再来听听刚才那段话。
50 years ago, the fastest computers ever made took up the space of a football field. Their many vacuum tubes and mechanical parts required constant maintenance. Amazingly, the computing devices we now hold in our hands can do so much more in only a fraction of the time. That boggles the mind.
Boggle the mind, 令人惊叹的。在下面这个例子里， Linda 在事业上取得了令人惊叹的成就，而她的同事 George 却有别的看法，让我们来听听看。
George was shocked when Linda became his supervisor. She seemed to lack any of the necessary skills to manage employees. Her reports were often inaccurate, and she did nothing to improve productivity. How she ever got her promotion boggled his mind. She must have known somebody important at the factory.
这段话是说，乔治得知琳达变成他的上司之后十分吃惊，他完全没有管理员工的能力，他的报告经常出现纰漏，而且他完全没有做任何事情来提高生产率。他是如何晋升的，着实令人吃惊。他肯定认识工厂里的什么重要人物。
在乔治眼里，没有实际能力的琳达能够晋升令他吃惊。 Boggle his mind。 大家注意，在 boggle the mind 中，我们可以把 the 换成任何人称代词， boggle somebody's mind， 令某人吃惊。在这里，
George was so baffled by Linda's promotion that it boggled his mind。
琳达的神秘升职令乔治吃惊。好的，我们再来听听刚才那段话。
George was shocked when Linda became his supervisor. She seemed to lack any of the necessary skills to manage employees. Her reports were often inaccurate, and she did nothing to improve productivity. How she ever got her promotion boggled his mind. She must have known somebody important at the factory.
各位听众，今天我们学习的习惯用语是 boggle the mind， 意思是令人惊叹的。好的，这次美国习惯用语就到此结束。我是杨林，
我是 Doug Johnson，
谢谢各位的收听。
杨林，Let me tell you something that's really mind-boggling. A friend of mine got a Ferrari for her birthday. Isn't that something?
生日礼物是法拉利，够牛的。男朋友送的吗？
Yes! I joined them for a drive. It was fantastic.
人家情侣开车兜风，你非要跟着，真是个电灯泡。
They don't seem to mind. 不过说到电灯泡， let's find out how to say it in American English.
美语怎么说？
How to say it in American English.
Donny 在北京学中文，他的中国朋友要是遇到了不知道用美语怎么说的词，就会来请教他。今天是琼艳要问的电灯泡。
Happy Friday, Donny. 你今天晚上有什么计划吗？
Not yet. What do you have in mind?
Let's go salsa.我今晚要跟两个朋友去跳 salsa， 可他们俩是一对儿，我可真不想夹在中间当大电灯泡。 Very bright light bulb.
I see. You don't want to be the third wheel.
The third wheel?
Yeah. Wheel is spelled W-H-E-E-L. The third wheel. 第三个轮子。It's a very colloquial way of saying a third person joining a couple in a social context.
没错，我就是不想当 the third wheel.
Exactly. You wouldn't want to bother any lovebirds, right?
Wait. Lovebirds? 爱的鸟儿?
Yeah. In English, we often use the word lovebirds to refer to a couple who are openly affectionate, especially in public.
就是大庭广众之下卿卿我我，你不想打扰这对 lovebird, 对吧？
可不是吗？不过这两个人很配。They are a great match.
Oh, that's nice. You can also say, they are a match made in heaven.
A match made in heaven. 那不就是中文里说的天生一对吗?
There you go. Since you don't want to be the third wheel, I'll go with you. But first, let's see what you've learned today.
第一，电灯泡叫做 the third wheel。第二，如胶似漆的情侣可以说 lovebirds。第三，天生一对是 a match made in heaven。
这次的美语怎么说就到这里结束了。如果你也有不会说的词，请写信给 Donny， 电邮请寄
meiyu@voanews.com。
A match made in heaven， 天生一对。不过虽然说缘分天注定，有时候也得寻觅好多年才能碰上合适的人。
That's okay, as long as you find the one. The process itself will teach you what love really is. Don't you think so?
You're right. 而且这个过程越曲折，爱情故事就越动人。电视剧都是这么编出来的。
Speaking of TV shows, let's listen to Go English. Today, Will and Jane will talk about my favorite sitcom, Friends.
美语三级跳。
各位听众大家好，今天我们为您播出美语三级跳节目电视节目单元的终极课程。Will 和 Jane 在约会时聊天，谈到了 sitcom， 也就是 situation comedy， 情景喜剧。
Hey Winnie, have you ever watched any American sitcoms?
我以前啊看过 Friends 六人行，这算是个 sitcom 吧。
That's right.Now let's see what sitcoms Will and Jane like to watch.
So Jane, I know that you like watching reality TV, but what about sitcoms?
I used to watch Friends religiously. I cried when it went off the air in 2004.
Oh yeah, Friends was a really popular sitcom. But wasn't it pretty unrealistic? None of the characters worked very often, but they had a huge apartment in New York City.
Who cares?Sitcoms are supposed to be funny. They're not supposed to be like real life.
原来啊 ，Jane 也是六人行的粉丝哎。她说的对 ，sitcom 追求的就是搞笑好玩，谁会在乎情节的真实性呢？哎，对了 ，Professor，Jane 说她以前 watch Friends religiously， 这是什么意思啊
？It means she was very serious about watching the show.
哦，我明白了。如果做什么事情是本着 religiously 的态度呢，就表明啊，你是雷打不动，一直在很认真的做。Jane 看六人行啊，一定是集集都看。他还说啊，2004年这个节目 went off the air， 停播的时候啊，他都哭了呢。
Exactly. Winnie, the opposite of off the air is on the air. You could say Friends was so popular...that it was able to stay on the air for 10 seasons.
Oh, off the air, 反义词呢就是 on the air, 也就是播出的意思。
Why did you like Friends so much? Did you think it was really funny?
Yeah, it was really funny, but it also had a great storyline. All the different episodes were part of the same plot.
That's true. I also thought that the dialogue was really good too.
Oh yeah, the dialogue was great. I thought everything the characters said to one another was really funny.
So Winnie, what did Jane like so much about Friends?
她说啊，六人行的 storyline, 故事情节特别好，每集的内容相互联系，让整个节目啊，有 one plot, 一个完整的故事梗概。
That's right. But Will has a different reason for liking the show, right?
对 ,Will 喜欢里面的 dialogue, 对话。他觉得啊，这些对话特别好玩。
The other thing that made Friends so good was the cast. All the actors were perfect for their characters.
Oh yeah, the casting was really great. The actor who played Ross did a great job. He was hilarious.
Really? I didn't think he was the funniest. My favorite character was Joey.
Joey was pretty good, but not as funny as Ross. And the relationship between Ross and Rachel was really romantic too.
It was kind of romantic.But it got old.
Will 和 Jane 都觉得六人行的 cast 演员阵容啊选得很好。
That's right. But what does Will say about the relationship between Ross and Rachel on the show?
Will 说 Ross 和 Rachel 的恋爱的确挺浪漫的，可是后来就 got old 了。Professor， 这是不是说啊，这些情节老演老演就变得没劲儿了
？Right. It means the plot lost its original appeal because it is too long or gets repeated too many times. For example, when I first heard Craig's joke, I thought it was funny. But after he told it 10 times, it got old.
What about you, Will? Do you like sitcoms?
Not anymore. Ever since the series finale of Friends, I haven't found any other sitcoms that I really like.
Really? So what kind of programs do you watch on TV now?
Lately, I've gotten really into more serious shows, like crime dramas.
Huh? 自从六人行的 series finale, 大结局播完以后 ,Will 就再没找到好看的 sitcom.
That's right.Winnie, you can use the word finale in other contexts. For example, at the end of the Olympics, there is always a big finale with lots of fireworks.
奥运会的闭幕式啊，也可以叫 finale. Will 说他现在喜欢看 crime dramas. 这又是什么节目呢？
Listen next time to find out.
这次的美语三级跳节目就播送到这里，下次再见。
说起来，我也是六人行的粉丝呢。I used to follow it religiously.
So did I.
我还曾经打算也搬到纽约去，找一些可爱又好笑的室友同住，就像 Friends 那样去生活。
We all want to live the lives portrayed on TV.
没错，有时候啊，现实生活太无聊了，我简直想背个包裹出去流浪哎。
I understand that. We need some change once in a while.
说起改变，咱们来听下面的礼节美语，看看 Lisa 对自己的生活有什么新计划。
礼节美语。
Emily 问同事 Lisa 要不要一起吃饭。
Hey Lisa, wanna grab lunch with me?
Sure, Emily. We haven't done that in a while.
Yeah. Actually, we haven't hung out at all recently. You seem sort of under the weather.Is there something going on?
Well, keep this under your hat, but I think I'm going to quit after New Year.
Emily 问 Lisa 要不要一起吃饭。她在这里用的动词是
grab, G-R-A-B, grab, grab lunch.
是口语里一种常用的说法，意思是随便买点午饭吃，也可以说
to grab something to eat.
听上去 Lisa 跟 Emily 很久没有一起吃饭聊天了。
We haven't hung out at all recently. To hang out.
意思是跟朋友待在一起。Emily 还说 Lisa 看上去
sort of under the weather.
似乎有点不舒服。问她怎么回事。Lisa 告诉 Emily 自己新年过后可能要辞职，但是要 Emily 暂时保密。
Keep this under your hat. To keep something under one's hat.
意思是保守秘密，不要告诉别人。Emily 听到这个消息感到很突然。
Quit this company? Oh, wow.
I know. I should be pretty happy here. But I'm not finding the kind of job satisfaction I need. I'm a good graphic designer.
One of the best in the company.
That's kind of you to say. But the stuff we do here hasn't really challenged me very much at all.
Oh, I get it. Simply put, you're bored, huh?
That's one way of putting it.For me, a job needs to stimulate my brain. Otherwise, it becomes a daily drudgery.
Lisa 是公司里最好的图像设计师之一。目前这份工作对她没有挑战性。
Simply put.
简单地说，她觉得现在的工作很无聊。
Put. P-U-T. Put.
在这里意思是说出来，表达出来。上面两人的对话还有
That's one way of putting it.
也是同样的用法。意思是也可以这么说。 Lisa 说她需要一份能让她兴奋起来的工作，否则的话工作就成了
A daily drudgery. Drudgery is spelled D-R-U-D-G-E-R-Y. Drudgery. Drudgery.
意思是无聊乏味的工作。
Another thing is that I don't feel like there is a decent chance of promotion.I've been here for 3 years, and I'm doing the exact same thing at the exact same salary.
That's true. Salaries have been frozen for a while, and I hear next year it's the same story.
I'm finding that I spend a lot of time at work just sitting at my cubicle, daydreaming, or wasting time. I can't sleep Sunday nights because I know I have to go back to work the next day.
Wow. Sounds like you're suffering from serious job dissatisfaction. I guess you really do need a change.
Lisa 还说，想辞职的另外一个原因是觉得没有升职的机会。
There isn't a decent chance of promotion.
Emily 表示赞成，因为工资已经有一段时间没涨过了，而且她听说
Next year it's the same story.
明年还是这样。Lisa 说，有时候上班就是在自己的小隔间
cubicle
里面发呆，浪费时间。星期天晚上一想到第二天还要去上班，就睡不着觉。看来 Lisa 真得换份工作了。
工作中觉得无聊，不如一试尝试。不过，要是像 Lisa 这样 suffer from serious job dissatisfaction， 那可能就真的要考虑换个环境了。
Right. It seems like her current job is a dead end position. No promotion, no pay raise, and no fun.
对啊，这样的工作等于是在一天天混日子，浪费时间，不做也罢。好了，咱们下面换个话题，看场拳击比赛吧。
体育美语。
Get ready to be athletic. We are here for American Sports English.
Patrick, I'm bored.
Uh-oh, bored again. I gotta find something exciting for you to do. Well, what do you want to watch on TV?
How about 拳击比赛？
Boxing? Ooh, look at that. One of the boxers is really on the ropes.
就是嘛，那个可怜的家伙被打得退到了角落，靠在绳子上 ,on the ropes.
Actually, Yang Chen, you can say that someone is on the ropes if he or she is in a bad situation or really close to losing. For example, once the politician got caughttaking bribes, he knew his campaign for re-election was on the ropes.
垂死挣扎, right?
Well, 没有那么严重啊. It's more like 陷入困境.
Okay.
Well, look, this guy is getting really pounded. If he keeps losing, his coach will have to throw in the towel.
对呀，应该给他扔块毛巾，让他擦擦汗。
Actually, Yang Chen, when someone throws the towel into the ring, that means he accepts defeat in the match.
Oh, throw in a towel 就是认输。
Right. You can say that anytime you give up on something.
For example?
I asked Karen out on a date 10 times, but each time she said no. So eventually I threw in the towel.
Oh, poor Patrick.不过你才被拒绝了十次就 throw in the towel, 太没有毅力了。
Okay, coach, tell me, when should I throw in the towel?
至少要等他拒绝你100次。
原来在拳击比赛中扔毛巾就是认输 ,throw the towel 就是指放弃承认失败。
Let me teach you another expression that comes from boxing, to throw one's hat in the ring. It means to announce that you intend to compete for something.
Oh, to throw one's hat in the ring. 把帽子扔进赛场里就表示要参与竞争。
没错。For example, I threw my hat in the ring and became a candidate for the student council president.
哈，你竞选学生会主席，我支持你 Jessica.
Thanks, but I'm not really running for that position. I'm not interested in politics.
Oh, 对对对对对，你是二月生的，你要当艺术家才对啊。
Exactly, that's my true calling.
好了，今天节目时间差不多了。这次节目的撰稿人是小北，编辑是魏然。同学们，我们下次的美语训练班节目再见，
拜拜。
一、二、三，美语三级跳，跳到 iPhone 上了。现在通过 iTunes Store 或者是 iPhone 上的 App Store 输入 Go English 就可以找到免费的 iPhone 应用程序。记住，关键词是 Go English。12集精彩课程、原创视频、互动论坛都在 iPhone 上等你哦。
The Voice of America.